The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Would you like to hear my episode? Gary Moonbeam's home in a jar.
Oh,
yeah, that shit.
Is it your episode?
It's my episode.
Yes.
Me.
Yep.
Who cares? You guys can't say a lot.
Who cares?
I have to say everything.
Who cares who you're with? Don't even.
Yeah. You're here with Justin Andrews, Sal DiStefano, mm-hmm. Adam Schaefer,
whoop.
The crew of Mind Pump.
The crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you.
Let's talk about you not being so fat anymore.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that lovely fact there.
We got to change his nickname now.
Yeah, to not so fat anymore. Yeah. That's his nickname.
He went from fatty
slightly,
to not so fatty. Not so fatty.
Yeah, that's like.
Wait, what the hell did Doug call me on the commercial? Pudgy? You asshole, by the way. No, I'm just kidding, Doug.
How'd it go from pudgy to
pudgy? He's like, pudgy? That's an interesting adjective. Is there something else there? Is it, you know, like husky?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Feedback.
It's all good.
Doug's vibrator just went off.
Hey, he's got to have his fun. Yeah.
This is why we shouldn't.
He's gotta have his fun.
This is why we shouldn't record late in the evening.
It's just your way out of it. Doug, could you please put your toys away? We're trying to record right now.
Oh my god. Oh, dude. Calm down.
Save that for later.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, Justin. How much weight have you lost this week? What's going down here?
So probably about 2 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you look leaner.
Yeah.
Again, every time we look at him, because I don't see you often. I see you once a week, basically.
Yeah.
And besides the
catch up.
Besides the nude photos you text me.
I do try and do that.
Yeah,
for you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My wife saw one of those.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
When you're nudes,
I hope that was acceptable.
She's like, is there something we need to talk about? Yeah. Like, no, it's professional. Totally business.
Listen, I'm putting this as a poster in the basement. Just so you know.
I think you know, I feel like you're just your shape. It keeps changing. Like I don't know if I feel like you.
Like,
get, I mean, obviously you're getting
not like pear shape or anything.
Yeah. No. Like. Each time I see you, like your arms look more shapely, your shoulders look more rounded. Like you're starting to you're sculpting for the first time.
Like less amoeba and more.
Well,
like
I feel like I've known you for quite a while, and I've seen you in shape and out of shape. And I feel like when I've seen you in really good shape before, you still kind of had like this solid look. Like you've always kind of had that. Kind of like reminds me of like Craig, like that real solid.
Yeah, that's like, that's the training. I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
The style that I was like accustomed to for sure.
That's what I noticed the biggest difference is because I feel like now that you're training differently. Now all of a sudden I see like this whole new shape to you. You know that so it's kind of unique to see on
your ending phase two, right?
Yeah, ending phase two this week. Yep.
So phase two is the more of, I guess it's closer to the traditional bodybuilding type training where you're doing. You know, 8 to 12 reps. You're doing, you know, sets of certain exercises.
Right.
Now you're moving into phase three, which is a whole nother animal.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the phase that you're going to hate the most.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Because it's geared towards sarcoplasmic hypertrophy, which is just basically a fancy term for increased volume within the muscle, all of the non-muscle fiber structures within muscle. So increase your ability to get a pump. And so you're going to be doing lots of supersets.
Supersets and
higher reps.
Drop sets. And
you're going to be doing 15, 20 reps of squats, bro.
I hate you.
Yeah, I know.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be cool to watch your body change.
Yeah, I'll totally do it. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm always excited to change things up. That's just like my personality anyway.
It's perfect considering that you're switching up your nutrition right now. Too.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Okay, so we had communicated about this a bit over the weekend, and Adam left on he went to some wedding this weekend right beforehand. You know, wanted to kind of one thing I've been kind of talking back and forth a bit with Adam just with trying to really dial in you know, my macronutrient balance, my calories and all that kind of stuff, and just get more specifics. And so I showed him kind of what I was doing. Anyway, like there was just some things like I had mentioned already on the podcast that I was pretty heavy on the saturated fats and, you know, accounting for that is for my overall calories. But, he had mentioned that now is about the time where we're going to want to kind of switch that up a bit and, replace some of those fat calories with, carbohydrates. And so I've already started doing that the last couple of days and it's this whole new monster for me now. Now I'm like this hungry, raging beast again.
Oh, yeah. The appetite stimulating effects just, of carbs. It's just
like, well, we talked about too, how, you know, when you've been running low carb for a couple of weeks, and I wish I remember the exact time, you know, I'm hoping Nerdy Sal can save me here because I know that.
Save me, Nerdy Sal. You're my only hope.
Look at the Star Wars now.
Can we change my nickname to Sexy or something like that?
Sexy Nerdy Sal?
Yeah, yeah.
Sexy Nerdy Sal. Yeah. SNS?
But don't look at me in my eyes when you say it like that. You know what? Just call me Nerdy Sal. I don't like when you say that.
Right. Well, I'll just call you guys Pinky in the Brain.
All right. Well, yeah. So...
Uh-huh. You like that?
Why do I gotta be Pinky?
You're
dude?
Pinky, bro. Oh,
come on,
you know you're Pinky.
Come on,
Stinky Pinky. Oh, that's horrible. Oh,
shocker.
Sorry, guys.
All right, so listen.
I'm not sorry.
You're not. You're really not. So when you've been eating that way, low carb like that, I believe it's approximately 14 days that it takes your body to get used to that, where it starts to switch over. And then it now starts to suppress the appetite. It starts to kick in and utilize the ketones, correct?
Ketones.
And it takes about 2 weeks. And then when it does that, you should know. If the hardest part, like I'm saying, is going to be the first half coming in. And then once you get used to it, you're kind of like in a zone, which I feel like you were there.
Right.
You were in this zone. But then what happens, you're kind of in that zone. And yeah, you saw great results out the first couple of weeks. And then those results start to diminish. Now, they're still there. You're still seeing change, but not as rapidly.
What's the word for that? Being preemptive or
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
about exactly. It. Yeah. Basically attacking it early. Yeah, premeditated, right?
Yeah. So by us switching this up, and it's a perfect time because you're transitioning from phase two to phase three.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to shock the body with a new training. So you're going to be changing your repetitions, rest periods, things like that. You're going to have this huge curveball. So you're going to see this nice spike in calorie expenditure already in your day, just from that alone. And then in addition to that, Justin and I talked about kicking up his activity level just a little bit.
Cardio?
Yep. Just okay. A little bit though. Just like, and some of it didn't have to be necessarily cardio. It was just, hey, start parking your car further in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Start taking the stairs instead of taking the elevator. You know, start being aware of your activity level throughout the day and make a conscious effort just to move more.
Balance on one leg when you're pissing.
Yeah, things like that. Oh, I like to do that.
Stability.
Yeah. I forgot to tell him that one, but that is a good one actually.
Stability training.
Yeah, calf raises when you're having sex. Mm. Things like this are like, are essential to ramping up.
I use the stability ball. Does that count?
Oh, wow. Well,
that's it. Hey, listeners. Try it out.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Honey, it is
stability
fantastic.
Ball sex?
Stability ball sex.
My wife would totally murder me for that. But yeah, yeah. Boom.
So, yeah. So, Justin and I, we talked about
it's
some
like
of these.
Like being weightless.
These great ideas for burning more calories. Because right now, we're going to decrease the saturated fat. So, we dropped the saturated.
Now, total calories are lower, though. He's got more carbs, but total calories
are
lower.
Yeah, so listen to what's happened, which is great. So, those that have been following along, Justin's been consuming over 3,000 calories and losing body fat and weight. That's phenomenal.
That's amazing.
And that
I feel amazing. Yeah.
And so this is what's great. Because he's been doing that, now when we do something like this and we change, his body is going to respond because he's been eating quite a bit. It's not like he's been starving the body to get it to where it's at right now, which is the biggest mistake that most people make. They come out the gates, they starve hardcore. Then when we hit our first little plateau like this, they don't have a lot of room to go.
Yeah, there's nowhere left.
We have plenty of room.
Can you explain too? Like, I mean, there's like basically 6 more weeks. I mean, it's a chunk of time.
Yeah,
so,
plenty of time.
You know, which is a mental thing for me. I'm like, wow, I still, you know. How am I going to keep, because I always want to progress and keep going, you know, ahead. And so this is one of those things. Well, yeah, I guess I could, you know, feel like fed a little bit more and train a little bit differently.
And that's what we're about to see right now is, okay, now we're going to reintroduce carbohydrates in the diet, more carbohydrates than what we were before. But we're bumping them by about 50 grams of carbs. And by pumping in 50 grams of carbs, now his body is going to have more glucose, more sugar, more fuel going on. So we want to kind of cancel that with a little bit of activity. It doesn't need to be much. It's not a lot more. It's 50 grams. Plus, with him changing the program up, now her body's going to see, your body's going to have more demand. So you're going to see it from there too. So hopefully what we see is not much of a change on the scale. If we go anywhere, maybe we still continue to lean. But even if we don't lose weight in the next week, it's still a huge success. If we can say that we made it a week by introducing 50 more grams of carbohydrates without putting any excess weight on, and then we'd in turn want to ramp it up a little bit more after that. And really all we're doing is we're trying to fire that metabolism back up, really get your body used to consuming more carbohydrates, so then when we go back to restricting, or maybe we get closer to the last couple of weeks, we have room to play and deplete and take away. So you know, this right now, it's kind of like, in a sense, similar to the mini bulk, which I'm doing right now. It's kind of the same kind of concept.
Mini. The guy's gained like 15 pounds of lean mass.
Dude, well, don't sell
me. You know what?
Like
he
that.
Gained a mini me.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about that. You guys are selling me out right now. I just did a post about how I wasn't trying to gain a bunch of weight. And, you know, I guess we're playing the honest game here, fuckers. So yeah. It wasn't going to.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to mention that.
Bro, I love throwing Justin under the bus.
I know. Let's go ahead and roll me under the bus here.
Bro, when you're dealt, get bigger than basketballs, we need to talk
well,
about.
Well, dude, I just so here's okay, since we're playing the come to Jesus game right here, so I'll go ahead and admit my fault here. So I just made the mini bulk switch, and here's what you don't do. what you don't do when you do a mini bulk is use that as a good excuse to eat whatever the fuck you want. And I kind of did that over the weekend. I decided, hey, you know what?
What did you eat?
Oh, better question would be what I did not eat.
Do we need to talk about this?
Yeah. Let's just say like a sitting. Like, so I had a sitting where I had these, and the mall has these like great.
Just tell me you didn't eat any pizza, dude. I'll probably jump over and strangle you.
Won't say anything. I won't mention the four pizzas I had last night. Then so
rage.
What I've done is I still am dieting. I'm still eating my balanced, clean meal. So I'm getting everything my body needs, and then I'm allowing the surplus, which I normally would not do. Normally, I would, in order to keep leaning out, I would maintain myself about 350 grams of carbohydrates, keep it lean, keep my calories right around 3 to 3,500. Well, now I'm like 6,000 calories, which was way more than what I should be doing. So me telling you guys this, okay, is me admitting that I went beyond what I should have done. And the reason why I did it was because I was like, I'm eating all this extra food. I'm like, hey, I still look really good. Hey, I still feel really good.
If you don't say so yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we should talk about the concept of mini bulks, because a mini bulk is a short period of time where you eat excess calories, you maximize, you take advantage of the anabolic effect, but you stop it before you get the fat building effect.
Exactly.
Not these long, you know, because if you ate 6,000 calories for the next 9 weeks.
No, I did for 2 days. And I shouldn't, and to be honest,
right,
I shouldn't even have done it that long or that hard. I didn't need to go to 6,000.
Yeah, maybe like 4,500.
Yes, I could have went to 4,500, got the same benefits, and probably not put on hardly any fat.
Mm-hmm.
But I most certainly put some fat on. But I kind of justified it by like, hey, it's okay. What's a pound or two of fat? If I can build some muscle and I can enjoy some serious calories over this weekend. And I was in a wedding. Okay, so I was in a wedding. And in addition to that, I had a 65th birthday party that I was at that was huge. That was catered in the most amazing cake and nothing but cakes. Red velvet cake.
Oh, that's my
kryptonite,
right there, huh?
Bro. That is my kryptonite. If you've got, and then heaven forbid you bring that in front of me right when I just said, I'm going to go on a little mini bulk.
Yeah.
Because then I go like, okay, that's part of it right there. That's part of my mini bulk right there. So, I had probably, I had two large slices of the strawberry vanilla liqueur cake that were pretty healthy sizes. I had,
tell me more.
Keep your hands above the table,
I
Justin.
I had six what they call little buntlet cakes, like the little mini mini red velvet cakes. I had six of those. And then and these are all on top of my normal meals, right? And then I had two
I think you need to stop that. This guy's about to
two bacon guacamole burgers and
right
chicken breasts.
Right?
Oh, guacamole burger.
And then we had some pizza, dude. So that was kind of like the
that's it, you put them over
you
the edge.
Bitch.
Yeah. So I did enjoy myself. I did overdo it since we're talking about it. I do not recommend doing that. I should have like Sal said.
I'll give it to you. That's impressive. That's a lot of fun.
But what I will say is, so today here
I think
money.
We should have an eating contest one day.
I know.
You don't want to play that with me.
Listen. There's only one. There's only one Italian sitting.
No,
at the
I
table.
Thought we were going to do that. I want to do it at Planet Fitness. I want to eat everybody's pizza.
That's right.
They can't even have one. I will seriously eat all those boxes. Watch me. Watch Justin on the tear. Yeah. Eating boxes.
How fast can he get fat again?
He just said get fat again.
Get fat again? Oh, fuck you. It's pudgy.
It's pudgy. So, you know, back to the change in your diet, the extra carbs. You were talking about how your appetite has gone up. That's what carbs do, man.
I know. I don't
they
like
stimulate
it.
Appetite. I they make like you it. Hungry. Yeah. This is why when you go to a restaurant, like the what do they bring out when you go to a restaurant? First thing they bring
bread
out.
Bread and chips.
Yeah, here's your bread. Here's your tortilla chips. Get a good appetite going because you're about to order a shitload of food. Yeah. And then after you're done, you're stuffed. You just ate a massive steak or whatever. You're full. You're like, oh, I can't eat anymore. Dessert. You can always squeeze in some dessert.
Oh, yeah.
It's the brain does little tricks on you with the sugar.
I'm going to give a little suggestion here talking about, since we're talking about ordered food, and I like to give little helpful tips. Something that I've switched. So here I am.
Let's call these helpies.
Helpies. Yes, I like that. Little helpies. Helpies to go with selfies.
Helpies with Adam.
That sounds like an STD.
It's kind of like what you're...
got some helpies from Adam.
Hey, Sal's... Sal's entire Instagram is helpies. It's selfies with a little bit of help underneath it.
There it is.
His entire Instagram is helpies. Change the name from Maps Anabolic to Helpies.
Adam, you just gave me helpies. Go ahead.
Let me give you a helpie real quick.
All right.
So
that's the rash I have on.
This is my groin area. This is stop it, bro. I can't give any good information. You keep making me laugh. So this is how I feel. I've changed a lot when it comes to, let's say this bulk, right? So what I'm going to choose to do, I'm going to intake a lot of my extra calories through saturated fats and protein, opposed of taking it in through carbohydrates. So a meal, literally one of my cheat meals or bad, I sat down and had two big old California guacamole burgers, and then I had a chicken breast by itself. So that was probably in itself a good 1,600. Each burger was probably 800 calories. They were big old monster burgers and stuff. So huge meal right there to consume that. But at least when I broke down the carbohydrates, I got a little bit of carbohydrates from the avocado that's in there, a little bit of carbohydrates that's coming from the cheese, and then I'm getting it from the bread that's that the meat's in, right? So probably right there, that's a good healthy, that's probably about 75 to 90 grams of carbohydrates, which for me is on the higher end of a meal. I try and keep my carbohydrates per meal like 50 to 60. So at one sitting, that's a pretty, like, that's a decent slam, but it's not overdoing it, which is crazy. In the past, what I would do is have a burger, fries, and a Coke. And a burger, fries, and a Coke, totally different than what I just consumed.
Yeah, it changes it up.
Huge difference. The amount of carbohydrates and sugar and shit that I consume with the French fries and the soda.
Let's talk about sugar for a second.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, I was going to actually mention to you guys one thing that I noticed, which was a pretty amazing thing as far as like somebody who... Now, you had mentioned you had irritable bowel syndrome. For me... I've had chronic acid reflux like my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've had to be on Prilosec and, you know, you name it, all these other brand, even a prescription one, it was like Nexium or something. And they've all just sort of suppressed it. Like you always have to take it. Mm-hmm. You can't stop taking it once you're on it. So just going through this whole process of being restrictive with my diet, you know, for a longer period of time, which I've gone to about this point, you know, beforehand where I've kind of stopped around here. I'm like, I'm good, you know, but I've taken it sort of further than I've gone before. And noticed that. So I ran out of Prilosec the other night. This was like maybe four nights ago. And, so I tried to compensate for that by eating more Tums, you know, right before bed. Cause it hits me really hard when I go to sleep. And so then the following day, I was like, oh, I'm going to go buy some, whatever. I forgot about it, and I went to sleep. Then the next day happened, forgot about it, went to sleep. No acid reflux.
Boom.
Gone.
Beautiful. See, that's the healing power of food.
That's it.
That's the healing power of diet. And I would like to attribute that to the MAPS anabolic
program.
Now, I don't think the workout did anything for that, but the diet.
Right.
You know, I've had clients cure issues like that, but simply by changing their diet, by removing things like sugar, some people gluten, some people dairy.
And I've been meaning to do that, you know, to be honest with you guys. I've had issues like before. I even had a tumor in my adrenal gland and my blood pressure was like crazy. And I wasn't getting enough potassium. And so they finally figured out what was going on. They found the tumor and then removed it. And so I was doing all this elimination diet stuff, but I never really got to the point where like sugar wasn't involved at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I really attribute, you know, the reflux from that, like it, my body was reacting to that. So it was just really an eye-opening thing for me. It was
that's
cool.
That's a great side effect of this, of what you're doing right now.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Because for people who don't know, when you have an issue like that, when you have a chronic issue like acid reflux or, you know, gastro issues, like I'll tend to have if I'm not careful, it's debilitating. It's like every day you got to worry about this bullshit that you have to deal with.
It just becomes normal. Yeah.
It's like okay. It's
something I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And acid reflux, for those of you who never had it, it sucks, man. You go to sleep and it hits you and you can't sleep anymore. You're done.
Yeah.
And so fantastic, man. That's exciting to hear.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Now, trigger sessions. What are you doing with your trigger sessions right now? I haven't asked you that yet. Are you still doing like stuff with the clubs and the kettlebells?
Yeah. I've been doing more mace bell swings.
That video you posted was awesome.
Yeah, so I've been doing more of that and, you know, different techniques with it. And also, you know, the clubs to some degree. But, I love the circular motion and, you know, I'm diving into that a bit more. And also just adding more flexibility into my routine on the trigger session days. So I've been doing a little bit of stick yoga and, you know, some good poses and stuff that have really helped me to I just get in a better mental state too with all this. So it's just like, it helps me kind of escape, you know, having to always be on and doing things. So
are we halfway through? Are we getting to six? How many weeks have we gone now?
Just the seventh week, right?
So we're seventh. So we finished the halfway point.
Oh,
we just finished the halfway point. So now we're on to the other half. Yeah.
It gets fun now.
Yep.
We got to post another picture, right? Of your progress.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
I'm excited. This next coming week, the reintroduction of carbohydrates and the new phase, I think, is going to be a cool little shocker for system. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we may not even see a big difference on the scale. That's okay. That's something that we have to accept right now, that, you know, our ultimate goal is to get you being able to consume more of these carbohydrates without seeing any sort of adverse effect. And then you're going to have this new program. You're automatically going to see change because of the phase three and MAPS already by itself. And then on top of that, you're going to switch some things up nutritionally. So we're going to see a nice little change right here. So I'm excited to see how you respond, how you feel, what happens over the next week or two. So it's pretty cool.
Very cool. Before we sign off, program is available. MindPumpRadio.com. Click on the yellow button.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.